Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Achtung Millwall supports the Lions Food Hub, and all of our advertising revenues will be donated to support this fantastic initiative. It's now based at the Lions Centre on Bolina Road, and it's run by our own Kelly Webster. This is a friendly food bank supporting families in the Bermondsey and SE16 area. If you can help support the Lions Food Hub in any way, please visit at Lions Food Hub on Twitter, or get in touch with us at Achtung Millwall. The Lions Food Hub. Come on, you Lions.
Welcome, one and all. Welcome to a rather dim and quiet Cuffling Stadium. I'm speaking like I'm in a library, dear listeners. Achtung Grassroots. We're here for the home match for Ebbsfleet versus Braintree Town in the National League South. And we're just waiting for kick-off. Nice little stadium, Stonebridge Road, as I would have known it in the past. Four sides, terracing at either end. What looks like a leisure centre of some sort. With some seats attached to it on one side. And a rather quaint wooden stand, which is where I'm sitting. Some kind of delay. Both teams are out in front of us. Ebbsfleet wearing red. Braintree in a kind of a curious green and blue. Everyone takes the knee. And away we go. In the Ebbsfleet side, two Millwall connections. Lee Martin playing in the 11, and on the left back, in the left back position, is Joe Martin, who of course was a participant in our solid player in our playoff season 2016-17. Lee Martin, ex-Manchester United famously, coaching here at Ebbsfleet, as well as doing a bit of playing still. We'll come back during the game for any moments of note. There's a ball in from the left side there on 1 minute. Might stay with it for the first corner of the game. Jinking about on the left side. That's going to be cleared by the Braintree defence. We'll come back at half time or in the event of any incidents, dear listeners. 13 minutes, a little bit of handbags featuring, yes, Lee Martin in midfield. A little pushing and shoving, but enough so far, not much to report, dear listeners, apart from that little fracas midfield. First moment of note, Lee Martin put through on the right, clear in front of goal. Goalkeeper saves with his legs. This is Braintree on the counter attack. They won a corner. But the game's live and done. It's been a bit quiet so far, 18 minutes. Taking forever over this corner, right side of the corner. In it comes, it's deep. Oh, it's off the line. Headed off the line. Somehow, I don't know how that happened. 19 minutes. Ebbsfleet dodge a bullet, dear listeners. And they're giving me a break. This is Lee Martin being put through on the right. What can he do? Nice shot saved. Well saved, actually. Braintree come to Stonebridge Road in 20th position, dear listeners, in the National League South. Just one place above the relegation spot, currently held by Hemel Hempstead Town. Just one win all season. They're taking forever over every opportunity. I think they've come to the point a man just hobbled off injured, and it's like, took longer to sort out than my bit of heart trouble in June. 22 minutes halfway through the half. But I'd say Ebster have had the best two chances, if you like. Took both to Lee Martin. But Braintree have been closest with that header from the corner, cleared off the line. 27 minutes, yet another break in play. Braintree really are coming to play the professional game, shall we say. Ebsley actually in fourth or fifth spot coming into tonight's match. They should be looking to win this. It's been reasonably balanced, in fairness. As I said earlier, Ebsley having most of the best chances in the first half. Braintree really looking to kill the game, though. 30 minutes. It's been a poor game, in all honesty. Obviously, the quality of National League South football is going to be, it's a level that you expect. It's still been a poor game, I think. Some of the control has been a little bit embarrassing. There's a shot here from the nine. Taken a shot on the turn on the edge of the penalty. A nice shot. Well wide in the event. 13 minutes. Yellow card for Joe Martin after a bit of a Millwall tackle on the most eye-catching player on the Braintree side. The 10, that comes on 33 minutes. Fair play to him. Braintree miss a screamer. Nice ball in from the left. Falls to the 10. He fell over, basically, with a goal at his mercy. How he didn't get a foot on that, I don't know, but then I probably couldn't do much better myself, so I can't criticise. 39 minutes. Yes, they have ultras. The Ebbsfleet, the Graves in massive, I think. One bloke's trying to hold up a lighter. Or it might be his mobile phone, I don't know, from this distance. One of the great benefits of non-league is, of course, you can walk from one end to the other. I've decided to abandon the seats, which were killing my legs. They're so narrow. And I've come up to the terraces behind the Braintree goal. It's quite nice. It's nostalgic. The cufflink stand over on the far side. I came here a few years ago when Ben May was playing down here. And I don't remember it being there. It looks reasonably newly built. It's like a office come gym kind of sports centre-y kind of building, looking building with seats. A bit like what Orient have done on one side of their ground. It's 0-0 as we tick into the last few minutes of the first half. No incidents worth the note other than the ones that I've mentioned. Probably the best chances, scoring chances, have fallen to Ebbsfleet. Lee Martin missing both. Being saved. Being harsh to say he's missed them, he's got the ball on target. This is a corner just as the half ticks down to its dying seconds. Otherwise, best chance really has fallen to Braintree from that corner, headed down and cleared off the line. And luckily, they've really come here to shithouse an away point. In comes the ball. That's going to run clear, I think. Added time for the end of the first half. Braintree do have the ball. Is headed in close. That's the 10 winning bravely there with a 5, but it's actually cleared by Ebbsfleet. They bring away. Ben with a dangerous run down the right. Pulls the ball back well to the 9, who hoists it far. I think he's actually gone out of the ground, dear listeners. Gone to one of the car dealerships next door. In added time now at the end of the first half. Not the most exciting game I've seen in a long time. I'd say probably on balance, Ebbsfleet will feel they should be in front. The best chances, best crafted chances, falling to Lee Martin. Both of which were saved well by the Braintree goalkeeper. Otherwise, it's been huff and puff from Braintree. They've actually gone closer from kind of ball bouncing around in a 6-yard box type situation. Head and cleared off the line.
Achtung, Mehlball.
At the, what do you call it? The railway station end of the ground. Part of the terracing closed down, old terracing, with seats bolted onto it. We'll walk through into the new stand, see what's going on. second half underway. Braintree really shares in their way through this game, listeners. They're falling over every opportunity. 60 minutes. Very much Ebbs Fleet in the second half. Some decent balls. Lee Martin showing his skills with some crossfield balls, but the Braintree players are going down very, very easily for long periods of time. I think they've come here for the point, as I've said already. Building on the Braintree goal. 64 minutes, ball flying around their penalty. A good save down low by the Ebbs Fleet goalkeeper. Giving them a corner. I'll stay with it for a moment. Why not? Just live a little. They've gone backwards. I'm bored. I'm actually developing a soft spot for Braintree Town. They're a very limited side, dear listeners. Very limited indeed. But they've absolutely maxed their basic limited approach. Falling over a lot. Everything's a scuffle. I've kind of got a grudging admiration for it. 64 minutes, 0-0. Braintree's first shot on goal, or just over the bar in actual fact, on 66 minutes, halfway through the second half, dear listeners. Game's opened up a little bit in the last few minutes. Previously it was pretty much Braintree trying to scuffle their way through for a point, but they just came forward there, shot over the bar in the end, but it was nice to see it. Excitement, the penalty been given to Ebbs Fleet in 72 minutes. Didn't see the incident, someone fell over basically. They're waving quite urgently for some medical attention. The player must have gone down under a heavy challenge. 72 minutes penalty. We're going to be a few minutes before it takes place, but there we are. A decisive moment, I think, because apart from a couple of forays forward in the second half, Braintree have shown very little in terms of attack, and I think that's the end of their plan to come nick a point. So it's going to be the Ebbs Fleet 9 that takes the spot kick. Here he goes. 1-0 as you'll gather the bottom right. Quite nicely taken. Goalkeeper was too late down to stop the ball. 1-0 to Ebbs Fleet on the 73rd minute. That should be game, set and match, because Braintree really, as I've said, haven't shown much going forwards, and that wasn't in their game plan. It's taken a long while, but I think that, you know, justifiably the correct team is in front. Kind of odd in the aftermath of the goal, the steward went marching straight across the pitch towards the where the home fans are gathered behind the Braintree goal, and it looks like someone's going to get slung out there. I don't know what they've done. Bit of argy-bargy. It's made the evening worthwhile. A few high-vis walking around here. Someone's going out of the ground for something. I think the man who walked across the pitch was the heavy, in case it turns into a ruck. 1-0 Ebbs Fleet, 75 minutes into the game. Braintree players engaging with the Ebbs Fleet crowd now. It's all go down here, dear listeners. Not quite like being at Coldblow Lane, but you get a slight sense of intimacy. Bargy members of the Braintree bench are now engaging with saucy members of the crowd. It's all gone quiet now. 78 minutes. On a breakout down the left side of defence into the penalty area. 2-0. Nicely slammed home from the left side. Can't quite see who scored the goal. That makes it 2-0 for 83 minutes, dear listeners. That really is game, set and match now for Braintree, who were starting to show their level a little bit by getting involved with members of the crowd behind the subs bench. Wanted to have it. Take it outside on the cobbles. I'll tell you who scored when he gets up. Dom Polion came into the game as a substitute to try and change it, so that was nice, astute management by Dennis Kotrieb, the German Ebbs Fleet manager. Dean has just been put through straight down the middle, clipped the ball unluckily wide left. I thought it was going to go in the net for a moment. 90 minutes plus 2 would have put the cherry on the cake. He's had some impact, actually, this 14. There we have it. 2-0 win for Ebbs Fleet over Braintree Town. Deserved win in the end for Ebbs Fleet, I thought. Braintree's limited game came unstuck with the award of the penalty. Overall, It wasn't, the game was in the balance really until that decisive penalty. But after that, Braintree were never really another shout. So there it is. Leicester United 2, Braintree Town 0.
Achtung, Mehlball.
So there we are, dear listeners. I'm back in the car. A good win in the end for Ebbsfleet. Deserved win, I suppose you'd have to say. As we said a few times during the course of the match, Braintree had come along really with one intention. Their best chances fell in the first half. They had a header down, cleared off the line, scuffed. And a chance after that as well. Apart from that, they didn't really show enough of anything. They was came into the match tonight, Braintree second from bottom, and you could see why. Very limited side. They tried to make the best of what they had, but in the end that wasn't going to be good enough. That win puts Ebbsfleet into second position, I believe, as if I look at the tables, and other results have yet to come in, so you know, take that with a pinch of salt. Third position. I found the table. So top of the table at the moment, Dartford on 23 points, then St Albans City now third in the table, Ebbsfleet. They took their time. They in the end they did stretch the game. Lee Martin did play some decent balls, and I was taking a piss out of him a little bit, being ex-Millwall, but I thought actually he did show some decent passing out wide and left, and that stretched Braintree in the end. Playing in defence tonight was Joe Martin, ex stalwart of the 2016-17 season, and he looked okay. I mean, it didn't really do anything wrong, didn't do anything particularly eye-catching. So there we are. Nice evening out. I had a chance to get out tonight, and I thought, why not go and take in a game of football? I was weighing up whether to come to here, Ebbsfleet, or to pop over to Welling, where we were earlier in the season. As it is, Welling got beat 3-2 by Hampton and Richmond, so I think I probably made the best decision. I hope you enjoyed this little snapshot of Ebbsfleet. It's an interesting ground. You get a sense of a club that's in a kind of transition. The ownership of Ebbsfleet is actually a Kuwaiti trust of some sort. Don't know too much about that. The new stand, I think, is where they want to take the rest of the stadium at some stage. Same thing all round. There's a kind of a very traditional stand where I sat in the first half until my legs gave up on the very narrow seating and the kind of obscured view that you've got over there. I'm going to guess at some stage that's going to be ripe for replacement. The old terracing end, that's what I would call the railway station end of the ground, is clearly another work in progress. There's temporary seating at that end built on top of old school terracing. And there's a kind of like a ghost tonight has been in the dark. We've had a kind of ghostly emptiness at the back of it. The other end is still old school terracing. That doesn't show any signs of being worked upon, so I'm going to guess they're going to keep that as it is. Nice little ground. You do get a sense of a club that wants to go places. There's a German manager in charge of it, Kuwaiti ownership, and one or two, I did see Chris Solly, though. He wasn't playing tonight, the ex-Cholton. Was he midfielder or defender? Can't remember. But overall, I suppose you'd have to say the better team won it, and that's all you can ever ask for out of football. Thank you for listening to this Achtung Grassroots. Hope you enjoy these little snapshots and images of local Dundee clubs. I'm going to be trying to get out of the car park. I parked in the International Railway Station car park, and I'm going to try and get out now as the cars sidle out behind me. So until the next show of this kind, dear listeners, thank you for listening. Arrivederci Mill and Achtung Grassroots.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.